This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Noah Adams. Few parts of the country have escaped record summer temperatures. Phoenix, Arizona hit 111 degrees. Wichita is perspiring at an even 100. And in San Francisco, a heat wave is challenging an old adage about that city's summer weather. From member station KQED, Sarah Varney shares the San Franciscan's view of the heat wave.
We haven't seen this much skin during a San Francisco summer since 1969, or at least since the last gay pride parade. 10 days, 10 glorious days of fogless skies, jacket-free jaunts, and sheet-twisting, fan-blazing, sleepless nights. We are utterly unprepared to deal with this weather. After all, Mark Twain is rumored to have aptly observed, "The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco." My husband, Tad, owns a single pair of shorts. He reluctantly retrieved them from storage last week. And like most San Franciscans, we don't own an air conditioner. Our only fan is a dinky space heater that busted, and only the fan works now. Our couch is upholstered in wool, our chairs in mohair, our comforter stuffed with down. Even our Himalayan cat is designed for cooler climes. We all just wilt in this weather. At the Java Beach Cafe across the street from Ocean Beach, Misha Davis is drunk with heat. She sports a pink miniskirt and tank top and looks up at the blue sky through her rhinestone-studded glasses.
I would like to see it stay like this. I'd rather complain about it being hot than cold any day. Any day.
Davis lives just down the block, and normally her neighborhood would be draped in summer fog. The air so moist, drivers turn on windshield wipers and bundled beachwalkers brace against the wind.
It gets inconvenient at times at home when it's a little too cold and you don't feel like chucking wood in your fireplace.
In the summer.
In the summer, if it does get cold. Which it does at nighttime when the dew point hits and it gets really cold and windy. So that's an inconvenience, but I'm enjoying the weather and I'm not going to complain as much.
Go ahead. Just do it. Just dump away.
On a sidewalk in the Mission District, Jake Gillis pours lobster tails, corn on the cob, and chicken legs onto a grill. These warm evenings permit a rare experience in San Francisco, outdoor dining.
Do you want a lobster?
We haven't been
at the
beach.
Smell of summer, Jake. Hey, 9 holes.
Ricardo's been at the beach. He's our resident beach bum.
Ricardo, what are you doing?
I'm doing olive oil on lobster. We feel like we're in Connecticut.
He really meant Maine.
Burning the barbecue.
Oh, we're burning the corn.
Block partier Jeanette Wilmerding has other pressing concerns. The longevity of this heat wave poses significant challenges to her wardrobe.
I have like 2 pairs of shorts and maybe like a skirt and like hardly any sandals or anything. Like, just don't wear that kind of stuff when we go out.
Here in San Francisco, turtleneck sweaters and light wool pants are usually in heavy rotation in July, as much as January. But rest assured, the heat wave in San Francisco is breaking. Last night, I saw a whisper of pink fog slithering under the Golden Gate Bridge. The air smelled cooler, and this morning, I stuffed a sweater in my bag. Soon, the fog will pour down over the hills, race through the streets, through our apartment windows, and we will all settle down for a cold summer's nap. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.